This is how we know you're the real OGs. You're not waiting for episode 5 if we commit to that many episodes.
I hope so, though.
Yeah, we're trying to go for 12.
That's the goal.
If I can hit 12, then I'll hit 13, probably.
And I hope that you're on the journey with us.
We hope that you stay. Have you ever found yourself in a place where you're asking the question, what's all this for?
Or you've seen or heard things and you say to yourself, what does this even mean?
You've got questions.
And we've got answers.
This is
the Talk Boys Podcast.
Well, we are back and better than ever.
Yes, sir.
Hey, today is quite special. As you heard in the intro, it is a special, special episode. Tell them why, Josh.
Well, I feel like it's a milestone for us, right? Like, 12 might not mean anything for you, but for us, there was a lot of people. Statistically, we're not supposed to make it past 5, then 10, then 12. And guess what, suckers?
Yeah. So I coughed. I cough a lot. Anyway, so statistically, the reason I said in the first episode, I just wanted to give context. It wasn't that we wanted to give up. It was we were trying to make it to the top of the statistic. The statistic is that most people that do podcasts, of the millions of podcasts that are out there, most people don't make it past or to episode 12. So statistically, after episode 12, your likelihood of, you know, continuing with that podcast goes up like a lot, like a ton.
Yeah.
I want to say astronomically, but I don't even know if I really know fully what that word means. So, but I'll use it anyway. But yeah, so we want to get to 12. But in addition to that, when we were starting the podcast, we had some people that didn't believe in us. Well, not, I had to say it like that. They didn't believe
us as people, yes. Us as podcast people, no.
No, they didn't believe in us as podcasters. And so because of that, I guess they took bets on how many episodes we would get. The longest bet was that I think it was like 12 episodes or 11 episodes. So I think it was 11. They said the person who believed in us the most said, I think they'll make it to 11. And so by getting to episode 12, not only do we hit a milestone statistically, we also kind of in a little way, we're rubbing it in their faces.
Yeah. Eat dirt, suckers. No.
We love them very much, and it's probably a good observation to say that someone wouldn't stick with it, but what they probably didn't know was that was just absolute gasoline on the fire for me.
Yeah.
And Josh.
If we were a redneck truck, this would be the part where I hit the gas or whatever button that blows all the smoke out of the tailpipe.
Yeah.
This is it.
We're a diesel.
Is that what it is? You got to be a diesel truck to do that?
Diesel trucks that blow black smoke, it's because they... Dude, are we going there already?
Dude, I just don't know.
So if you happen to see a diesel truck nearby and they kind of, you know, hammer on the gas and it blows black smoke everywhere, it's because they have their engine tuned to dump more fuel into the motor. By dumping more fuel into the motor is able to make more power. Because diesel engines don't have spark plugs like normal cars.
Okay.
It basically compresses the fuel until the fuel, like, explodes. That's how they work.
Gotcha.
So it dumps more fuel in the engine. Well, technically, when you see a diesel truck that blows a bunch of black smoke, really it's just showing what the engine didn't burn. It's just coming out the back.
Oh, look at that. Everyone got educated.
You learned something about trucks today.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Hopefully, some of you already knew that, but if you didn't, just know that really the black smoke is a picture of the inefficiency of your vehicle.
Okay. Well, I don't have, I drive an orange toaster, so that's not an issue for me, but big milestone today. So if you're listening from episode one to now, like currently, like, thank you. That really means a lot.
Yeah.
And you guys have left awesome reviews, but if you haven't, you can go on iTunes, Spotify, or Overcast, or Google Podcasts, or wherever you're listening to this. Yeah, you could subscribe and leave a review, because I feel like that's really, really helped us. And there's a bunch of reviews on there that just really brighten up my day.
Can I read a couple of them?
Please do.
I just wanted to...
So they're so nice. Leave something silly. Leave a review that if you're only like a true Talk Boys podcast, you would get the reference.
Yeah, inside jokes only.
100%, yeah.
If you want to leave another kind review... Please do, but also inside jokes are hilarious. So, caution, laughter warning. Porkly Chopley.
That's the name?
It's his alias.
Good.
Pork Chops Tattoo Studio. Yeah, so he left one that said caution, laughter warning. I absolutely enjoy every second of the show. It put me in tears laughing so hard, almost swerved off the road. I enjoy honest and clean conversations and actually end up learning something new or learning something about myself as well, like driving discipline. Good. Thank you, Pork Chop. This one says full of LOLs from Courtney. I guess it's like a play on Courtney.
You're supposed to spell it with a C, correct?
But it's like...
I've seen it with a K. That's kind of annoying.
I would say this person is probably just doing it to be like, because it's neat. It is. When I read it at first, I was like, okay, so Courtney B said, I think I know who this is, said, never have I ever laughed so much at 8 a.m. while being at work until listening to this podcast every other Monday. Thank you guys for being hilarious and relatable. I miss when you boys talked every Monday. We've thought about going back to it right now.
That is true.
In this season that we are in, we're going to stick to the bi-weekly, but... Hey, there is no telling. We might just start pumping out episodes.
You never know. It could happen.
Yeah. 90s kids, perfect nostalgia trip with wonderful commentary. They have fun and laugh a lot. And then there's just a whole bunch of other reviews. Thank you. Thank you so much. It means a lot because we put a lot of time and effort into this. And this is really a podcast not only that's therapeutic for us, but we want to do this for our listeners. And so what topics you guys want or the things that you like about our podcast, we want to keep that coming. And so by you giving us reviews, it lets us know, hey, it is nice to know that, you know, there are people that appreciate what we're doing and that are along this journey with us and also are a part of this, our talk people. You coined that phrase, Josh.
You're the talk people and we appreciate you.
You're a talk person.
So, as well as subscribing on all those platforms, you can go on our Instagram at The Talk Boys Podcast, where this is where you get a part to play in our podcast. Like, it's not just ours. It's like, it's everyone's podcast because
for sure, yeah.
It's not just our weigh in on it. But we, like, today's episode, all about shoes and sneakers, like, you guys played a big part of that. So, share it with someone.
Share it with your friends.
Send it to your mother.
Send it to someone in a text message or a DM. Hey.
You can do the text message? How do you do that?
How about this?
Do it. Okay.
You can text it to someone. You can share it with them.
But okay.
Also, do this. You don't know if you're going to send this to a friend, and it might be your next husband or wife. And I would like to think I would like to think that the Talk Boys connected the two of you.
We can help you.
We will. Hey,
as two married men, we can help you.
Two married men that are also justice of the peace. So, and an officer of court. I don't know. What I was going to say is we'll perform your wedding ceremony.
Dude, you've done weddings.
I've done multiple weddings. Have you?
Yeah, like handfuls of weddings.
Yeah. The first wedding I ever did, I officiated, if you will,
yes,
as a justice of the peace.
With the referee uniform on.
Yeah, I was. I had that referee uniform on.
Yep.
I look like a thick Beetlejuice.
Oh,
No, they, I did a wedding where the groom didn't speak any English. And backstory, the bride had told me, I didn't do their like premarital counseling or anything like that. So I didn't really know them that well. I was just kind of like,
oh, going in blind.
A friend of a friend said, hey, would you do this wedding for some friends of mine? I said, absolutely. And so I get there for the rehearsal day before the wedding. Okay. And he doesn't speak any English. And she said, it's okay. You can just tell him when to say yes. And I'm like, hey, he's taking some pretty serious commitments right now.
Right.
And signing a legal binding document. So I actually had a friend who was a Spanish or is a Spanish professor still to my knowledge. And she came in clutch.
She translated the whole thing?
Showed up the next day and translated the whole thing for him. It was beautiful.
That's a good friend right there.
It was also in the back of a Mexican restaurant. I'm not making that up. It was in the back of a Mexican restaurant, and they had the most beautiful spread of food.
Oh, I bet.
Afterwards.
Shut my body down.
No AC in there, and I was in a wool suit. So just sweaty, never had done a wedding before.
Dude, that was your first one?
That was my first one in the back of a Mexican restaurant.
Can you please get me a picture of this? And we'll blur out the faces of the other party, but
I don't how, please. If I can find it.
Oh God, please.
If I can find it, I would I would love to say that I was making that story up, but I'm not.
Dude, I didn't. Yeah, we could talk about weddings so much, the good ones and the horrific ones.
I've been to thousands of weddings. Yes. I would say
Have you been in a lot?
Like, I've been in a lot of weddings, and I've also performed at a lot of weddings.
Yeah. With your fire juggling.
Yes. You thought that I was playing music.
Nope.
Actually, I am a juggler.
I can just see that.
Dude, I will tell you, if I'm juggling fire, your boy is catching on fire. I would not be good at that. Yeah, no. But I played music at a lot of weddings before.
Yeah.
We should do
a wedding episode.
Hey, if one of you, golly, if we've brought please. You together with your significant
other. Talk Boys wedding?
We'll do a Talk Boys wedding.
Oh, that would be amazing.
For a nominal fee, you can have the Talk Boys package. It includes juggling, officiant. What else would we have? Translation services.
Yep.
Mexican food
with no AC.
No AC. We're not providing AC. If you want AC, you got to pay extra.
That's on you.
Well, I'm not bringing the unit.
Plug that bad boy in.
The Talk Boys wedding package could be yours.
Dude, I did a wedding on a beach in the Bahamas.
So nice. No, sandy.
Not the Bahamas. Key West. No, Bahamas too.
Key West is basically the Bahamas.
Sure. Yeah. I did them at both places, now that I think about it.
If you've ever been to Key West and you've been to the Bahamas, it's like American Bahamas.
Yes.
Not Key West. Yeah, Key West.
Yeah, that's when you take the long bridges to get to the random islands. Man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good place. Weird place.
You can be in the Bahamas in a shorter time sometimes, it feels like,
that's right.
From here to Key West.
This is a dumb... No, I'm not going to ask that question.
When you get to Florida, you're like, oh, yeah, Key West is in Florida. And it's like, no, sir, pack a lunch. It's another day's journey to the Keys.
Keep chugging along. And I was out there. One of them was in July. Mm-hmm. Bro, I sweat through everything. Everything. Mm-hmm. I sweat through all the things. And then there was iguanas running around in the background.
Isn't that the weird thing about...
What a show that was.
When I go to Mexico, man, they got... Iguanas are like squirrels there, man. You know how we got squirrels here?
Not a fan of those guys.
Dude, they got... You'll just be driving down the road and you'll be like, iguana.
Oops.
Where was it that it got really cold?
Uh-huh.
You might remember this. I'll have to look it up later. But they had like a weirdly cold day or like series of days. And iguanas started falling out of trees because they were freezing up. That's a real thing. I'm not making that up.
Oh, please find this. Or just a YouTube video. I'll find a news thing and we'll just... can you imagine? Just hang. Why would you be at the beach if it was that cold anyways?
It was in Florida.
Okay.
Florida is so cold, iguanas are falling out of trees. Iguanas can slow down or become immobile when temperatures drop.
That is true.
Weather Service said Sunday, they may fall from trees, but they are not dead. Dude, can you imagine walking around?
How can you tell?
Hey, Floridians, you're a Floridian.
I am.
We have quite a few listeners from Florida.
Yes.
Hey, our Floridian friends, you guys, if it gets cold, I'm just saying, be safe.
What if you just start collect all the frozen iguanas?
Man.
Put them in your car.
You're telling me I'm walking in my backyard and a freaking dinosaur squirrel just falls right out of this right out of the sky.
They are dinosaur squirrels. They are.
Oh, man. A kangaroo is a T-Rex deer, and an iguana is a dinosaur squirrel.
True or false? It's true. Okay.
Oh, I thought you were asking.
No. It's
so, Josh. What? Go ahead. I don't even know what our next segment
is, dude. It's the sip of the day, man.
Oh.
Every week we put copious amounts of caffeine in our body.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically today.
Yeah.
And I got this. You kind of turned me on to these things.
I did.
The Ghost
Energy
Sour Patch Blue Raspberry.
Raspberry. Nobody ever knows about that P in raspberry.
Are you supposed to just enunciate it? Like really?
I think it's a silent P.
Raspberry.
I love a raspberry.
That's good for my throat.
Like when people say what?
No one really talks like that, right?
Where are you going?
What are we going to drink today?
So, sip it up. Dude, I can hear the I can hear the carbonation. I heard
I couldn't.
I'm going to join you.
It just went everywhere.
Listen to the carbonation.
I hate that noise.
Hang on. Quiet. Dude, hey, so first off, right out of the gate, highly carbonated if we're doing a review.
Very, very highly. Great graphics, great branding.
They do. Out, dude.
Their branding's on point.
Also, how they're basically like contracting with these.
You mean the collab?
The collaborations
the candy
with actual candy companies. So you're drinking it. Sour Patch Kids.
Yeah, the blue raspberry.
And I'm drinking a Warheads.
Oh, dude.
Sour watermelon. Shall we? We're gonna
put this in our bodies. Mm-hmm.
Dude.
Oh, that's good. Cheers. I went bougie today and filled up my cup with ice.
Your cup runneth over with energy drinks.
Yes.
And cubed frozen water.
I'm not going to lie. I think I really hit my cap on caffeine consumption this week. I don't know what it was, but I drink a lot of caffeine this week.
I would say that I do a lot. How do I say this? I take pre-workout every morning, and that is technically my allotted amount of caffeine for the day. But then sometimes in the afternoon, you need a little pick-me-up.
Especially after lunch.
Dude, I ate.
Tell them.
Dude.
Tell them.
Me and Josh both ate very large plates of baked ziti today.
Dude,
Like, when I think back to the amount of baked ziti that I put in my body.
Dude, I just.
It's embarrassing. I'm embarrassed at how much baked ziti I put in my body.
I just kept shoveling it into my Asian face.
These noodles are not from where I'm from.
And the noodles were so thick. And then after.
Dude, they were.
After my second plate, I go, man, I start smelling like tomatoes. I start getting warm.
I start like getting garlicky sweats.
I start wanting to cuddle up against soft things.
Dude.
And I wanted to take a nap.
I'm like a cat rubbing against like a tree or something. Me with like a blankie.
My shoulders start rubbing my shirt because it's soft and warm.
Give myself a hug.
Dude, Dude.
Then next thing you know, a few hours later, Josh and I wake up in my office. What happened?
Well, I just...
Dude,
I can't. So, I'm not proud of myself.
Do you ever do this when you're about to eat? You know you're about to have a big meal. This is like top tier fat thing that I can do.
Okay.
And I feel like a lot of people do it. You know you're about to eat an amazing meal. Like, you know, whether it's sushi. Like when we go to that one sushi place.
You mean the buffet of unlimited things? So
it's not a buffet, but...
It's not?
You're talking about the sushi place that brings you... It's made to order.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So it's unlimited, though.
It's unlimited.
All you can eat is what they say.
All you can eat. It's not necessarily buffet, because I'm not a buffet guy. I don't know if I've mentioned this. I don't like buffets.
Just because it's open to all
everybody. Yeah. So this is all you can eat made to order.
That's right.
We pound the sushi. Dude, so I've realized that, like, if I'm about to eat a really good meal, I will, like, intentionally not eat so that I can get the most
food in your body.
It's like, it's not because I want to enjoy it. It's like, hey, I know that I'm paying for this, so I'm going to try to see how many sushi rolls I can put.
Can we do that? We should do that tomorrow.
Dude, we should.
Dude.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Why are you serious? Or should we do?
No way. Dude,
you're laughing because if you're in your car or wherever you listen to this, you're laughing because you know who that girl was in high school that used her tongue way too much when saying regular words.
That's actually an impression we've never brought out in this podcast.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But we do this impression a lot.
What?
No way.
Are you serious?
Wow.
They're really dang.
I hate sushi. Yeah, that was, yeah. There we go. That was weird.
All right. What? We went there. Life updates, man.
What you been up to?
Man, I'm a huge fan of TV. I know it gets a bad rap, like, you shouldn't watch too much TV, and I agree to that to some extent. But I really do liking watching shows that all of my family can watch. My four-year-old, my wife, me, and we all enjoy it. And we found that show.
Yellowstone.
It is a... No. It's not
Game of Thrones.
Yeah, it's actually, yes, it's Bloodsport on repeat.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
That's right, with the splits and everything.
Only real G's know that.
That's right. No, it is MasterChef Junior.
What a great show.
It's so good. And we just found it. All the seasons are there. My daughter gets inspired because there's little kids trying to, like, borderline cutting off their fingers because they're trying to cook steak.
Yeah.
And Gordon Ramsay is that's my hero, man.
He's a different human being around children, too.
He is. So to know him in Hell's Kitchen, and you see that guy.
Yeah, if me and you were cooking on a show, he would just go in.
He's just punching me in the base of my neck.
Yeah.
And I'm not listening.
Me and him can only get to what I imagine would be a really killer fist fight.
A full-on brawl with pans and everything.
Dude, me and... Because he would be like, tell yourself you're an idiot sandwich. And I'd be like... You're going to catch these idiot hands. But I love him. But yeah, MasterChef Junior.
Yeah. So it's been really cool. And so it's like, all right, you know, I'm going to cook a steak for Valentine's Day because it was Valentine's Day.
Ooh. How'd you do it? Tell us.
Okay. So go on YouTube. You type in cook steak. Gordon Ramsay has the most views. You know which one I'm talking about, right?
Oh, baby.
It's like 3.5 minutes long, which is all it needs to be. And he tells me how to cook the steak. You're going to put it in there.
Hot pan. Oil goes in. Steak. Sear. Both sides.
You're going to hear that. You're going to hear it. That's what you want to hear.
In goes basil. In goes thyme. In goes rosemary. Butter. Garlic. Based.
You're going to keep playing. And I didn't realize that you had to flip it every minute.
Yeah, you got to keep flipping
it. And so I never knew that. And... So it was Valentine's Day. I'm cooking steak. I'm kind of proud of myself. Like I'm doing dinner for us.
Throwing down.
I got asparagus in the other pan.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, dude. I'm in. So MasterChef Junior. Lawson comes in. Oh, Daddy, I can help. Okay, hold on. Let me wait. Hold on a second. It's gonna pop, dude. I flip the steak over. Slips out of the tongs. splashes hot oil. Dude, do you see this red mark on my neck?
That's from oil.
That's freaking hot oil, dude. Just hot, and I'm trying my absolute best.
I don't know why, but when you said you flipped the steak and dropped it, I immediately thought you dropped a hot steak on your dog. Like, how did you not tell me this already?
You idiot. You're a bad dad. Dude, it just splashes up, which seems to be, feel like the biggest oil droplet ever, just right on my neck, and it just burnt me, and it took everything inside of me not to say all the words that immediately came to my mind, which weren't good ones.
It's like when you stub your toe, you'll make up bad words.
Yeah, and I did. I made up words that I don't know, and Lawson just was staring at me, and I'm like, all right, I'll be a good dad. Please get out of the get out of the kitchen. Like, my anger was redirected at her. Get out of the kitchen. Like, I'm mad at her. It's not her fault. So, cooking, man. I want to be good at it. I don't think I am.
Yeah.
But the steaks turned out well.
Did they?
They were really good.
Dude, I do my steaks in cast iron.
That's what it was on. It was in a cast iron skillet.
Little oil, steak, seared on both sides.
Yep.
Butter, garlic, rosemary, thyme, based.
Do you push, I like the steaks room temperature before you start cooking them.
Yeah.
That's key.
Because if you start cooking them when they're cold, then it like basically just, it dries them out.
Yeah, it's not good.
So, yeah, you learned a little bit about cooking a steak. Hit us up. We know everything. We learned it from Gordon Ramsay.
That's it. We can tell you how to cook a steak. And then another thing was, I've been really into I've always been like a thrifter.
Mm-hmm.
But once you get that first thrift store high, like you found something that you weren't supposed to find at a Goodwill, you're like, well, I got to go to all the Goodwills this weekend. And I kind of did that.
Yeah.
And I found just stuff that arguably I didn't need.
You never need anything.
No, I don't. I don't need the $9 fish tank, but I bought it.
You have fish in there?
Yeah, dude.
And you're so, now I got to buy fish.
Dude, and so we went to PetSmart and we got all the fish. One of them didn't make it out of the four, so that's not too bad.
Already? You're down one unit already?
Yeah.
Did you name them all and then they died?
Yeah.
What was his name? Can we...
I don't know.
Pay tribute?
My daughter named it. It was some ridiculous name like... dude, here. We're walking out of the store. She goes, I said, which one's that? What's the name of that one? She goes, Peach Love. And I said, what? What did you say to me? Peach Love. And I go, all right, man. Like, I don't have the heart to say that's a dumb name.
Why would you ever? That's so stupid.
Yeah. All the options, you pick the dumbest one. I didn't say that, though. I said, Peach Love it is.
Peach Love, y'all.
And. I don't know.
Hey, that's so, gotta be a hat.
Peach Love?
Peach Love, y'all.
Yes, sir. So thrift store, I found a noisemaker.
Dude, that was great.
Electronic Radio Shack noisemaker.
Radio Shack.
I used to love Radio Shack.
Can I just say you don't know what you got till it's gone. Radio Shack and Circuit City, can we please can we please have it back?
I used to love Radio Shack because my dad would look for cables that apparently we needed for the stereo system.
And
the home entertainment center.
We got to get some connectors.
I got to get the RC cable with the gold tips.
And you have to have the RF connector. You remember RF connectors?
No.
It took a coaxial cord and split it into the audio video cables.
Oh,
you remember?
Yes. The yellow and the red.
Yeah, because before TVs had the built-in auxiliary plugs, they just had that coaxial cord for like your VCR or your cable.
Yes. Yeah.
And so the RF connector, basically, before you got a TV that would like, when DVD players came out.
Okay.
Excuse me. You had to have the RF connector, and we got ours at Radio Shack.
Dude.
Because we bought my dad a DVD player / VCR. Like when that, dude... When they first came out.
Oh, the side-by-side?
And I'm telling you, like...
Game freaking changer.
My mom forked out some money for that. Because they had just came out. And I know my dad wanted one. I think she bought him that and a full surround sound And we got it to the house, and it wouldn't connect. So we had to run to Radio Shack and get an RF connector.
They're ready.
We walked in. My mom was like, I can't get it to connect the TV. And the guy was like, well, that's because you need an RF connector. We got one back here for $15.99.
But you want the gold tips, so you're going to do, how about this $18.99 one?
Now, we can squeeze you in one for $21.99 if you want all copper-plated internals with platinum switching.
And it's got about a three-month warranty. So.
3 month warranty. It's soldered point to point.
My name's Jeff. So if you got any problems, you come back to me.
If you have any questions, you just ask for Jeff. Hey, kids, you boys helping your mom out.
Yeah, dude, don't be the guy that tries to, like, talk to the family. Just give me the freaking connector.
He thinks he's going to sell us on the RF connector. Like, we're going to talk mom into it. Dude,
yeah, I don't
I'm
care.
All of 9 years old.
I don't need you to talk to me, sir.
Hey, you guys helping your mom? No, we had to come.
I don't have an option.
I'm nine.
What if you did? I'm nine, you idiot.
I'm nine, you big
dude. You stupid idiot.
Jeff.
Jeff. Get a real job.
Did anybody else get a picture in their head of
I hope so.
For some reason, Jeff had way too... He had a button-down short sleeve, in my mind.
Yes.
And he had way too much forearm hair.
Golly. Just... Dude, yes.
Wow,
that dude had just like a lion's mane on his forearm. Just thick, boy.
His watch is pinching him. It's pulling his hair out.
Because he has one of the stretchy Timex bands.
The gold band.
Yes.
The gold metal stretchy band. I love that we pictured the same. Hey,
oh,
listeners,
God, he's there.
If you picture Jeff as what we pictured, DM us on Instagram.
Yes.
I want to send you something.
Yeah. Yes. A Timex watch.
I was thinking a sticker, but.
Yeah. No. We'll do stickers for sure.
We don't have Timex money.
No, we don't. But
we got watches at home.
Oh, that was a look into our childhood for sure.
Bro. So for me, you? I don't honestly, we're about to go out of town like in a few days.
Oh, yeah.
We're taking the maiden voyage. But. Other than that, I've had a pretty good. I've worked a lot lately, but it's not been aimless. So been kind of busy. Today was really pretty. Rode my motorcycle around. You know, an observation that I've had. It, guys, this is a we've got to do better. And if you're this person, I don't want to like. I don't want you to feel ashamed. I just want you to not do it anymore. I feel like as a nation and as a world, we got to get better when there are grown adults that still sneeze in their hand.
That's disgusting.
Do you know that? Have you seen that?
I've seen people just be a degenerate and sneeze right in their hand and touch something else, like in a store.
Normal looking people. That sneeze. I'm not talking about like the person that you might look at. You shouldn't judge people, but you might look at and think,
right.
You might look at them and think, yeah, they sneeze in their hand. I'm talking about like normal, like everyday people sneezing in their hand. Guys, stop it. You got to stop doing that. Another thing is,
that's so gross.
I had this thought. Do you know the other day? Because I just wanted to talk about this while we're here. The other day I talked about getting COVID and that I went to a concert. Do you know, like, the policies that they had at that concert?
Uh-uh.
So I was thinking about
probably just wear a mask, right?
No mask policy whatsoever. Guys, I just want to bring up stupid policies that we have to follow blindly. So I go into this concert and I either have to bring my vaccination card or a negative COVID test. I walk in, okay, I pull up my vax card, because we talked about this.
Yep.
No lie, they let me in the door. The next morning, I tested positive for COVID. So they let me in, and I had COVID, so I was just singing all over everybody.
Yeah, it's a concert, too, so hot breath is just permeating through the air.
Standing room, no mask. I was just singing that policy. We got to do better. I had it.
And you just, but you didn't know you had it.
No, if I'd have known I had it, I would have not gone. But I felt fine until the next morning. Oh, I had the sniffles. But you don't not go to a concert because you have the sniffles.
No, I'm going, especially that concert.
Because in my mind, if we talked about this. Like, if I'm actually sick, like, or if I think I have COVID, I think I'm gonna die.
Yeah, because we're both kind of babies when we're sick.
Yeah, but you know, ultimately, not a bad week. We've been doing good.
Good.
Yeah. What? Yeah. So what? What is the? I'm excited to hear this because last week we had a doozy,
dude.
Can you please give me drum roll?
Please don't look at it.
I actually have intentionally not looked at it. Good. Because I like for it to surprise me.
This one.
I want to know the Urban Dictionary word of the day.
The Urban Dictionary of the word of the day.
The Urban Dictionary of the word of the day.
The Urban Dictionary of the word of the day is love puff.
What? Why am I picturing like a...
I kid you not.
Why am I picturing a like perfume? A heart-shaped Cheeto?
I don't know.
Because cheese puffs.
But once I read this definition, that you will change your mind. A silent fart released whilst in the bed with your partner.
Just a little love.
And you are hoping that it doesn't smell bad, but it does. Mm. By calling it a love puff, you hope to maintain some level of cuteness and overcome the curse of the bad smell that threatens to ruin an otherwise romantic moment. Dude.
Just... So is there a definition, please?
That is, use it in a sentence?
Yes.
Oh, whoopsie. I did a little love puff. Love puff. A silent fart released while in a bed with your partner. That you were... Is this Adele? Oh, my God.
Yeah, I just thought it'd be perfect because it's like you... Then you smell it and you're like...
And I think it's because of the Valentine...
Go easy on me.
Dude, I love, I said, by calling it a love puff, you hope to maintain some level of cuteness.
Hey, stop pretending that's cute.
Oh, my Lord, dude.
What? Hey, Urban Dictionary is pretty cool.
Dude.
Interesting, to say the least.
Yeah.
I don't know why Adele was the first thing I thought to play.
On love puff?
It was easy on me. I was thinking, oh, dude, go easy on me.
But that
doesn't smell so bad. Go easy. Oh no.
It's one of those, and it's always when you're trying to like on a date.
Yeah.
It's one of those nights you're like, all right, we're gonna close. And it's just the stomach is talking louder than your face is.
Yeah. And you're probably at the point where you're a little more comfortable.
You're just relaxed.
You're laying down.
So, too relaxed.
Did you break wind? How dare you?
Oh, man.
Yeah, what a great word. I don't think anything beats.
No, tactical spoon.
But, you know, we're getting better.
It's that was close. I think they put it on there because of Valentine's Day and romantic season and February just in general. But, yep, use it in a sentence.
Romantic.
Use love puff in a sentence. Try not to use
the actual definition. I still am picturing a heart-shaped cheese puff.
I hope not.
Was a cheese puff. So when I hear the word puff, I think that. And then I think Mrs. Puff's Boating School from SpongeBob.
Oh, yeah. She's a blowfish, right?
She's
pufferfish.
Is it a pufferfish or a blowfish?
Isn't it the same thing? I don't know.
Dude, I know nothing about aquatic life.
I don't know anything about fish catology.
I don't know things about fish. Fish catology.
I'm not aficionado.
End times fish catology. So today's topic is a real doozy. And I know that we put some questions online, but before we go into the questions, Josh, I just kind of want to address everyone in regards to sneakers, because we know there's a lot of like, you know, thoughts that you have when it comes to sneakers, because some people like us actually really enjoy like the culture behind different clothing and sneakers. Right. But then some are like, I don't get it. And we get that. But there's also things that you like that we probably don't get either.
Right.
Or hobbies that you have. So I say all that to say, what I hope to accomplish is, A, if you are a sneaker fan or sneakerhead, I think is the term that the kids are using these days.
A sneakerhead, yes.
But if you are a sneakerhead like Josh and myself, the thing that we hope for you is that, you know, you just get excited and, you know, you're like, yeah. But for those of you that are thinking about turning it off, what I would encourage you to do is to maybe dive in and have a little understanding of why we like sneakers. It's not just because they look cool. There's like, you know, because that's what you're probably thinking. And so
right.
I just wanted to kind of address this as people know we're talking about sneakers. And like, you may have thought not even to click on the episode today because we're talking about this, but it's just so much more than us just talking about a bunch of shoes. We're going to talk about the culture and, you know, things behind it. Josh knows, I feel like, a lot more than I do even about different types of sneakers. And so going to tap into that. But Josh, we went to social media, as we do, to poll some questions. Kind of give me the questions and answer. I'm interested to hear the answers, so I haven't checked.
Yeah. So one of them was rate how much you like sneakers. And like, you could do like the, like,
0 to 200.
Yeah. Oh no. Oh no. So this one was interesting because we had quite a few people chime in.
Yeah.
The overall consensus was that I would say about 80% like really like enjoy sneakers. But there was some people in here that just was like, they're for your feet. Like, they didn't really care. They rated it about like 25%. Like,
Which is cool.
I know I have to have them.
All our listeners aren't. Like,
just a bunch of sneakerhead dudes.
Yeah, because in some ways,
or girls,
in some ways, we'd have been more like, it'd have been cooler to know that. But in other ways, it's kind of nice to know that we're not like pigeonholed into a bunch of sneakerheads.
Right. Because I think when people heard me and you doing a podcast, they're like, oh, they're just going to talk about sneakers, or that should be your first episode. And that wasn't the case.
That's honestly why I think we've waited so long.
Yeah, we did.
Because I feel like we didn't want to make it a sneakers podcast. Sure, we'll do an episode, but this is more topical today.
And so the first one,
I like how close you had to look at that.
Dude, my vision sucks, dude. It's
hey, context, horrible. Josh's glasses are actually like an inch thick.
Yeah, they're not good. I can't drive or operate heavy machinery, as my license says, without corrective lenses.
Yeah.
So, I wouldn't want to anyways, but the first question...
It'd be fun.
...was, yes. Maybe I should take my glasses off at a go-kart track and just try to see if I can wing it.
That'd be fun, yeah.
That would be fun. Do you collect sneakers? And 12 people said, yes, it's a problem. 15, though, I didn't expect this. 15 said no.
A majority of people said no.
They do not collect sneakers at all. And I, you know, I kind of asked, like, do you like Adidas or Nike better? It's no shot that checks over stripes every time.
Did you? What was the?
It was Adidas or Nike. And
what
so
was
it was
the answer?
7 to 15.
Who was 15?
Like
checks.
Yeah.
What did you answer?
I did Nike, dude.
I did checks.
I like I like Yeezys. I like Ultra Boost. I like a lot of Adidas shoes. But at the end of the day, it goes back to childhood, and it's always Nike.
Yeah, I would say for me, I prefer Nike.
Really?
I put checks as well. And I had to think about it for a second because as we both know, like we both – I think recently in the past year – did you just look to see what I was
shoe checked you,
dude?
Yeah.
I'm actually wearing boots because I rode my motorcycle today.
Yeah, almost wearing like Merrell boots, but they're probably way more comfortable than any shoe that I'm going to wear.
They are. I just put on some bootsies today, but no, I put checks the same just because I think there's a little more history.
Yes, yeah,
or I shouldn't say little, a lot
of history. The next question was, what are your favorite sneakers that you own? This was all over the place, which I kind of like. So we got Hokas in here, Jordan 1s, Alma Manure Jordan 1s, if you don't know what those are.
Alma Manure.
Oxford Tan Yeezys, bro, the OGs.
Solid color.
Solid. Dior Jordan 1s.
Okay, Rich.
I can't even afford to look at them.
They wouldn't let me touch those. The poor oils on my hand would just destroy them.
Well, they credit checked me when I tried to buy them.
A Dior Jordan's like, what, 12, 13 grand?
Yeah. Wow. Jordans that my big brother got me. I like that. Little family hand-me-downs. Yellow toe ones. 350 sesames. Do you know what colorway that is?
Yeah. I love the sesame.
That might be one of the best colorways because it's neutral.
Also, like if it gets a little dirty, you can't tell.
Right, which is
a big kicker for, I think, the both of us.
Yes.
No pun intended by saying kicker.
A lot of puns. Okay, Nike Tom Sachs. You got to have some deep pockets for those. Yeezy 350s. Fog Nike Ones, Fear of God. Fear of God Ones.
Oh, yeah.
Probably the best one on here, my Crocs.
Dude.
Dude, Crocs are undefeated, man.
You ain't rocking if you ain't crocking.
That's true. And I never wore Crocs until I went on a hunting trip. And I was, he's like, one of my buddies was like, yeah, wear these. And I fell in love.
Mm-hmm. I wear Crocs specifically to walk my dog.
Really? Sport mode or just coasting?
No, I mean, it depends on the weather, you know.
That's right. If you got to make it quick.
But I do. So somebody actually said a while back, the only time I've seen Holden in Crocs is either when he's near a body of water or walking his dog.
Those are the best times to wear them, right?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. We got SB Dunk Pros. And we got an Adidas Anikis, which are some classic ones right there.
They are throwback.
We'll go through ours in a second, but we want to get all of these. What the next one?
What the heck?
What the crap? Where do you buy your sneakers or shoes? This is an interesting one. Costco. But can I say something about Costco and Sam's? They get a lot of hate because of like only dads shop there. I have found some really good stuff there.
Kirkland jeans.
They sell Levi's there, though.
But you want the Kirkland jeans. The loose legs, that thick denim. Kirkland jeans. Room to move around.
Oh, too much room.
Room to run through the meadows in your loose leg, thick denim, Kirkland jeans. No, honestly, though, you're right. Costco and Sam's Club actually
have awesome. Some
quality. Like, I went in there the other day, and they had thermal Columbia jackets.
Really?
Yeah.
I need to go there.
And I'm like, I don't need that. I live in Myrtle Beach, but man, it'd be nice if I lived back where I used to live.
That is true. I don't know, dude. It gets cold to me.
Yeah.
Cold to Jacksonville, Florida, me.
Me, I just get mad because it's not cold enough to snow, but it's not warm.
Yeah, that's fair.
It just rains, and it's cold and rainy. And it's just like,
what are we doing?
I feel like that cartoon movie of the dog that's laying in the corner sad because it's raining and it's cold and... It's I just choose a season.
You don't like cold rain, which who does, right?
I want it to snow.
Yeah.
If it's going to be cold and like moisture is in the air, I want it to snow 3 feet. But
that would be amazing.
Here, Armageddon.
Dude, it is.
I would be driving around having a blast. Most people would be freaking out.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. So Costco, what is retailer FCFS? I don't know what that means.
For
coins, for shoes. All right. Resellers on Instagram. That's okay. Grailed. Have you ever been on Grailed before? Yeah. I love Grailed.
I use Grailed.
eBay or Dahomey's.
Yeah, that's me.
Dude, that homie swap is the best.
I have one friend in Myrtle Beach that shares a similar shoe size to me.
Yeah, because you have a giant boot for...
Depending on the shoe. I'm a 15 in most shoes and then a 16 in others.
You can wear a 16?
So in Adidas, like in Yeezy specifically...
Adidas?
I'm a 16. Now in Nikes, I feel like I'm a true 15 in Nikes. Gosh. Unless it's like a Jordan 11 and then I'm a 16.
Yeah. Support local shops. That is true. I love a good local store. eBay is where I get, like, that's my shop. That was close. It sounded like I was going to say another thing. It is my shop.
I turned my head, so I was like, oh, yeah.
Hey, go ahead and put a little bleep sensor on there just to trick some people. That's my shop. Depop is a good one.
Dude, I love Depop.
Depop is awesome. You can find anything on there, and some of the things are a little sus.
Yeah. Now you have to get it from a reputable seller because they'll tell you it's a vintage tee and then you get it in and it's just a remake.
Yeah, you got this a Hot Topic, bro.
But you really need to know what labels to look for.
Yes, it's like the tag really, on the shirt.
If you're buying a shirt and they're a reputable seller on Depop that's selling a vintage shirt, look for the tag picture.
That will tell you everything.
I bought a Lynyrd Skynyrd vintage shirt on Depop.
Lynyrd.
Lynyrd Skynyrd. And it was tie-dye. And it was legit, but I bought a what I thought was a vintage Jimi Hendrix t-shirt. Throne of Lies. Also, the shirt was real big. And which is weird because most shirts on me are not real big. And this shirt.
Did you have the muumuu?
Dude,
can I put it on?
Dude.
Let me put it on.
I would legit take a photo of you in this shirt because this shirt was almost down to like my knees.
Oh, dude. Let me put it on.
Dude, just let you wear that. You'll probably want to keep it, sleep in it.
Dude, I'll snuggle in it. And the last one was Plato's Closet.
I've never bought any, but I just assume that Plato's never has anything.
That's a good assumption. Yeah. And the last one, God, my vision sucks. I can't see anything. Oh, why do you like sneakers? And this was all over the place, which I like it. Pretty much the only fashion piece for men. That's true.
That is a true statement.
It is. Because, dude, rings aren't it.
Please.
Rings aren't it. Hey, are you a pirate?
Are you a pirate?
Are you Johnny Depp? Two rings max. And even then.
Guys, can we just have a, let's have an intervention on here.
Please.
Stop wearing so much jewelry.
Yeah. Yeah. Earrings, sure.
If you're bald.
Yeah.
And you have an earring, it better be the right one because you're Mr. Clean to me. And if
did Mr. Clean have earrings?
Yeah, Mr. Clean had like the one, didn't he?
I don't know.
Did he have two?
I don't know, but I'm looking it up right
Mr.
now.
Mr. Clean had earrings. I'm pretty sure. In my mind, he did.
What do you call it? The Mr. Clean guy? Is that what you would look up?
Yeah, he got the one.
Oh my gosh, he does have the Michael Jordan earring in. Why? Why?
Mr. Clean has an earring.
I don't like that.
I just think that certain people can pull them off, but can I just say most people can't?
Right.
Most men.
The dangly ones, I don't get. I don't get. And they're usually like a feather, and they wisp it around. Yeah, I don't like that.
I just don't.
If that's you, sure. And me, personally, don't like
it. A lot of necklace jewelry, one or two is fine. Gold. Now, if you're like Italian,
yeah,
sure,
yep. I love that we both looked at each other. We're like,
hey. I just picture like an Italian guy, wife beater. He's got a button down over it, but buttons way low. Like,
might as well cut the buttons off.
Only there's no, up there's to the belly button.
Two max
golden chains.
Yes. Other than that,
and honestly, looks kind of cool.
Yeah, but guess what? I'm not Italian, nor do I even look like
dude,
it.
Dude, if you see me wearing gold jewelry,
you smack me right smack upside me my Asian in the, face.
In the face. Please. No, it's okay to wear some jewelry like you want to wear your wedding band. Or I'm just saying.
Yeah, wedding band makes sense because guess what? You're married. But like, if you got a pinky guy hanging out.
And you got the little cuff around your wrist. And you And a gold watch.
The cuff.
You know. The cuff. You remember the cuff. Do you remember the leather cuff like in the Hollister?
Oh,
like
yeah,
the old Hollister
dude.
Dude's days? Hey, some of y'all going to know about this because we went to high school together probably.
Yep. And
you
I worked there in high school.
You did.
I sure did.
I went there a lot. Yeah. And I had the clothing. And I had the spiky hairdo. Actually, I had the Bieber swoosh.
Allegedly, I worked there.
One would say.
And it's all allegedly. But yes, the jewelry, I had a puka shell necklace, though, growing up. I'll tell you that.
Who didn't? So tight, if you lean down or you eat a meal too big and your neck gets a little too thick, you're going to choke. And then you got to unscrew it.
Yes. Yeah, it was never like a regular clip. It was just like you had to screw it in with your little nimble fingers.
Whoever let me wear that.
You're a bad friend, but you best believe that puka shell necklace was complimented by my frosted tips on my hair.
And only to be complimented with cargo shorts and some rainbow flip-flops.
Dude, yes.
I've never been a big flip-flop guy.
I don't know. No.
Nor will I ever be.
Uh-uh.
I'm not a flip-flop guy.
I don't want just the one aggressive piece of rope in between my big toe. I don't like that.
Yeah, I would rather wear Crocs. Also, there's just nothing I've never seen. There's nothing that you can do that looks masculine in flip-flops as a man.
What do you mean?
There's no way to look manly wearing flip-flops.
No.
It's like looking manly drinking a Capri Sun. Sure. You're never going to look manly drinking a Capri Sun. You're never going to look manly wearing flip-flops.
That's true.
Now, if you're going to the beach or, you know, the pool, sure.
That's fine.
Hey, and if you wear them with pants, you stop it now.
I was going to say, the jean with sandals on.
Flip-flops.
I'm gonna cut that little toe thong off. I'm going to cut it off.
Oh, no. Came out of these.
I'm going to cut it off. So, and the jeans used to be frayed, remember? On the bottom?
Yes.
Oh, man.
And spiky collar, spiky hair.
Yep.
Leather wrist band.
We have to stop. I subscribe. That's good theology. Shoes, sneakers are pretty much the only good fashion piece for men. I believe.
Ladies, shoot us a DM if you disagree.
Yeah, if you like your guy looking like freaking Jack Sparrow with all the accessories on, and just he has more rings than you do.
I don't know what that noise was. It was me doing a.
He's kind of like tentacle arms.
I'm Jack Sparrow. Another ship.
You better have a freaking soul patch on if that's what you're wearing. Just a soul patch. Just a heavy guy.
Hey,
just a heavy under.
And you better have ran a comb through that thing before you go out. Don't let that patch go on everywhere.
No, dude, it better be so thick. I want it to weigh your bottom.
I want it to look
down.
Like a Roman soldier's helmet.
Right.
The little feathery brim on the top.
It's right here. Oh, that got away from us.
That is a legit observation that I've never really thought of. Maybe that is why I'm into sneakers. It's the one way I can express my inner art.
That's right. Keep my feet from blistering.
Sure.
Advantage. Yeah. Advantage in war over non-shoe wearing adversaries.
True. Flip-flops. We'll go back.
That is true. Yes.
If I'm wearing these boots and you're wearing flip-flops.
Not a freaking chance.
Give me 20 points advantage over you in a fight.
That is true.
I'll stub your toe or something.
Have you ever been foot stomped when you were like training and stuff? Like in jiu-jitsu and stuff and like wrestling? Holy moly.
I probably accidentally. Dude, I actually one time I had my. This is probably graphic. I had my whole big toenail come off.
I hate.
Because I think I was getting up.
Started sweating.
I was rolling, and I had my big toenail rip off. And it took forever for it to, like grow back normal. Yeah.
Just blood everywhere.
It actually wasn't bleeding as much as you would think.
Really?
Like, around
Could you not wear shoes forever, right?
Around the seams, sure. But
call them seams.
Well, like, what are they? Where's
cuticles?
The lip.
Ew.
Well, you know, is that a cuticle? Is that what they call that?
I think so. Like, you talking about, like, right here on my thumb?
Yeah,
like right,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
like cuticle. Like the little lip thing. Yeah. That's a cuticle, sure. Whatever, man. I don't know.
The ridge. The toe ridge.
I don't know toeology. Yeah. But, yeah, great. Gives you an advantage over adversaries.
That's
what else
good. Keep my feet comfy when I walk, stand, or run. Yep, that's what shoes are supposed to do. Another person blamed me for why they like sneakers. I blame you, Josh. Okay.
Hey, you stop it, Josh.
They make the whole outfit. That is true. You could have a great outfit, and you got some Asics on. Which Asics, I can't say Asics. I love Asics.
Some of the Asics are sweet.
If you have a shoe that's just, you're run of the mill, it's just not going to, it's not going to work. They're fun.
I can tie it together.
They're fun. They're fashionable. They're wearable art. I think sneakers are an art, not shoes, but sneakers. Another person said, I hate them. I have flat, wide feet, which I'm assuming is because you can't find all the cool sneakers because of your flat, wide feet. I get it, dude. Do you have flat feet?
No, I don't.
Dude,
you do, yeah.
I have the flattest foot.
Your feet, dude. Sometimes when you're walking, it looks like your feet are going to cave inwards. Like your legs are going to break.
Oh, don't say that.
You and our buddy Denzel has flat feet, too. I don't know why. Because both the way you walk, you have flat feet.
But do I walk like a freaking duck or something?
Hey, shout out, Denzel. We love you, dude.
Dude, now I'm going to be self-conscious. Do I walk weird?
I don't think you walk like a duck. But I could. So the only time I could tell somebody's flat-footed, and I asked you one time, and the reason I said Denzel is I asked him one time. It's when you stand still. Your feet, like, the pressure is typically on...
In the inside.
On the inside of your shoe.
My feet are so flat in the shower when it's the like when I'm standing on
bottoms, your feet don't even get wet. They suction. It's like an octopus.
They just.
You walking up the walls, man.
I will stand there and the bottom of the shower is wet, right? I'm walking around. Those suckers will make the fart noise, like the suction fart noise on the floor.
No way.
I swear to God. Dude, so much so that I'll pull back the curtain and be like, who's in here? And there's no one in there. And it's my
who
dumb.
Who goes there? Hot. Who goes there?
It's my freaking octopus feet just dude, suctioning on the floor.
I don't have that problem.
So, yeah.
I probably honestly err on the side of probably having too much arch.
Can you?
I don't know. I don't know.
I wish I had arched feet.
They just always told me I needed good arch support.
That you need good arch support?
You better get them Brooks to run in.
God, they're so expensive. Well, what about you? What's your why do you like sneakers?
Let's go nostalgia.
Okay.
I would say like it was a big part of my childhood.
Yeah.
I don't know if you were like me, but like as a kid, like I always looked up to basketball players.
Yeah.
Like I just wanted to grow up and be a professional basketball player. And then I found out like I'm not good at basketball.
No, I'm horrible.
Like, there's other sports that probably fit me better, but basketball is never one of them. And people go, oh, you're tall. It's like, dude, I'll get you some rebounds, sure, in a pickup game. But
right.
If you want me to shoot, I will throw it clean over the backboard. Like, I'm terrible.
Just shot put it right, dude, over the top.
I either throw it way too hard or I throw it like 4 feet short. There's no in between because I'm like trying to find the zone.
Right.
And it's probably because I don't play a lot.
Right. It's muscle memory, right?
Yeah. And yeah. I just don't, my muscles don't member. But, but
they ain't membering nothing.
They don't member nothing.
Nothing.
But I think nostalgia paired with just as a kid, I just grew up loving Michael Jordan. And can I tell you, let's talk about this. First shoe that you remember that like got you into sneakers.
Ooh. Huh. It's my favorite sneaker.
Okay.
Of all time.
Go for it.
It is the Nike Uptempo Airmore.
What a great shoe. That's a classic Nike.
Yes. So that was my first one.
Okay.
And me and my dad had matching pairs. And I'm like, so you're telling me I got a Nike shoe.
And I look like my dad.
My dad's wearing the same shoe. And so I I'll never forget, we walked out of wherever we bought them in the some place called the Regency Mall.
Yeah.
I walk out, and the little kiosk in the middle was selling these special shoelaces.
Nah.
That you could never, you don't have to ever tie your shoes.
Are they the little swirly ones?
Yes, the little ringlet ones. Yes.
Dude, you put those on.
And I said, Mom, I have to get them.
Please.
And I put them on, and they were the black ones. And to this day, that is my favorite shoe of all time. I have.
Because is that the first one that you remember getting?
Yeah, they released in 1996.
So for me, mine was a little later,
okay,
but it wasn't a lot later. My first shoe that like got me into shoes,
okay,
was the Answer 5 Iversons.
Yes, sir.
The gray and black ones?
Yeah.
The Answer 5 Iversons. So I wanted them.
What a great shoe, man.
And you know how I found out about them?
How?
I had a buddy that said he wanted them, and I was like, what are these? And I looked them up online, and I remember going, I have to have a pair of Answer 5 Iversons. So,
oh, yeah, dude,
it wasn't
I just pulled
the
them
first.
Up.
It was the gray and black ones, and you know they re-released those. And we were in the store, and you can ask my wife. She got really cracked up because I immediately became a kid again. Dude, oh, when I tell you I became a kid again, when I found out they re-released Answer 5s, I still have live bids on StockX for a size 15. I can't find them.
Really?
I have the highest bid on StockX and GOAT for an Answer 5 Iverson in a size 15, and I can't. Like, I legit can't find them. But if I do, your boy's buying them.
Yes, sir.
Because
it brings you back, man.
When I saw them, it was in Champs in the mall.
Yeah.
And I picked it up as an adult man, and I literally, like, transformed back to a kid. It was like, I remember grabbing them out of the box and freaking out. But, so I was in, I think, fifth grade. So I was 10 years old, which would have been 2002, because I was born in 92.
Okay.
So that would have been 2002. I really wanted a pair of Answer 5 Iversons. My mom was like, those are really expensive. We're not getting you. You know, like, it just didn't make sense to get a kid who's going to go.
An expensive shoe. Beat the mess out of them. Yeah.
But then what she didn't know is I've always been very particular about my shoes. You can ask my mom this. Like, I took care of my shoes even at a young age. Like, I had a separate pair that I would wear out.
Did you do the toothbrush?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would even, if I wanted to wear them things to school and it was raining outside, I wouldn't wear them, or, you know, I'd have to Ziploc bag them bad boys.
Yes.
You
know, like, yeah, or
tie some grocery bags.
Yep.
But so I got those, and my mom found a store on eBay that sold sneakers, new in box. And the store was literally called Chewbacca.
No, it's not.
Like Chewbacca.
That's an incredible name.
My mom was using eBay before it was like even a thing, like when it was like real sketchy. Like, it's
your
sketchy
mom
now.
Is the absolute goat, dude.
Yeah.
Holy
yeah.
crap.
She knew that I wanted them, and so she went on eBay. Mom's always been like very computer savvy, and so she went on there and found on Chewbacca that they had.
Chewbacca.
It was like a sneaker resale, and so she got me. So check this out. My birthday, my 10th birthday. May 12th, 2002.
She got them for you.
I open up a box,
dude,
and it has Iverson's face on it. I'm pretty sure it had Iverson's face on it.
It does, yes.
And I freaked out. And what's funny is, you want to hear the real scoop?
Scoop me.
I got in trouble for something, like, immediately after opening, like a couple days after getting the sneakers, and we went into summer break. So my mom's punishment was that I couldn't wear.
Oh no!
I couldn't wear those shoes. So I got to wear them, I think, going into fifth grade, and I was the only kid in my class that had a pair of Answer 5 Iversons. And you know what's interesting about that? If you're listening to this, and for some reason we went to fifth grade together, you can't convince me that I didn't start a shoe trend in fifth grade, because after that, people started having Iversons, Tracy McGrady, T-Max.
Oh, the T-Max, dude.
Dude, I had a few pairs of T-Max, and I had the Olympic team that year they wore T-Max, Adidas T-Max, like the whole Olympic
really?
Team did. And I had the red, white, and blue ones of that particular year. Yeah, dude, that was...
Shoes bring you back, dude.
What nostalgia.
I had the... So after that shoe... Like you said, like, I'm like, oh, this is incredible. I have that shoe is actually featured in George of the Jungle with Brendan Fraser.
Oh, really? The up-tempo.
He puts that shoe on and he runs around the world to save his ape friend. And so I'm like, I have this shoe. So the next shoe I got, my cousin actually got it for me. It was the Charles Barkley.
Gnarls Barkley.
The Gnarls Barkley. No, the Charles
I
Barkley.
Remember when?
Do you remember that shoe? The Charles Barkley?
Yeah.
I don't even know what the name is. It was like CB something.
Dude, I would still wear the T-Max, by the way. I was just looking them up.
They're sweet, right?
Here's the actual Olympic team T-Max.
CB94. Let me see.
Those.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then I had these guys. On Adidas.com, they have them right now. But they were
those
like dark.
Sick.
Black and blue.
So the T-Max and the Answer 5s.
Answer 5s. Those were like my first two.
Yep.
The next year, my mom bought me the Answer 6, and she bought me the Iverson boots.
They had boots?
They had suede
no
Iverson boots,
way.
And I had a pair of them. Mom, you came in clutch.
Bro.
I didn't have no friends, and you helped me.
You helped me get friends with my shoes.
I had a fifth grade teacher that picked on me. He was like the biggest bully. I had a teacher in fifth grade.
About your shoes?
No.
Just in general?
He was mean to all the students, but when he found out my name was Holden, he like would play on words. Like he called me Drop It the whole year. And dude,
let's fight him.
I legit, like still this day,
that's freaking
fine, I imagine running into him in public, and now I'm 6'4", and I'm going to be like, hey, man, you remember how you made me sit in push-up position for a whole class period one time? And I used to go to the nurse's office every class to stay away from you because of how big of a bully you were.
Bully me now.
Finish him.
You just uppercut him into the next level.
I went to fifth grade and I immediately thought about this teacher. I'm not going to mention his name.
Be a good teacher if you're a teacher.
He was so bad.
Golly.
It was miserable.
Now, granted, teachers have to deal with the worst thing. Like, the worst.
I was a really good kid and I think he made me who I am.
All the bad things about me, it's your fault. Oh, man. What's your favorite sneaker of all time? Oh. So you said the Answer 5 got you in there, and that's kind of still up there.
I would say definitely in the top three.
Okay.
Would be the Answer 5.
Give me another top three.
And mainly because of nostalgia. So for me, are we looking for just general brand, or we want like very specific?
Nah, get as specific as possible. We'll put this on the Instagram so you guys can see what our top three picks are.
It is so hard. Like, okay, Chicago 1.
Yeah. Yeah, what a Jordan. Great shoe. Yep.
I just love them.
It's just great.
A Chicago 1. My favorite that I own right now is probably between a few. But I would say right now, currently, my two favorite sneakers that I own. One would be a European exclusive SB Dunk Pro that I got.
Okay.
And you've seen those.
The gray ones?
The gray with the pink tag on them.
Yeah, those are sick.
I lucked out with those because they only released them in Europe, and I got a pair of them. They came in from Brussels, Belgium. But
I was going to say Brussels, but I don't know how they talk.
Brussels sprouts. They have Brussels sprouts in them.
Okay, good.
And then good. I have a pair of Yeezy 700 creams.
Oh, V2. Yeah.
I think a V2, yeah. And I just really like those shoes because I haven't seen anyone else with them. And both pairs, that I think the obscurity of the shoe is why I like them so much. Because
I do too.
I'm an individualist. I don't like when people have the same shoe as me.
Right.
Like somebody will go, and I'm not being mean.
No.
Like, it is really cool to be like, oh, dude, me and the bros got the same shoe. But like, I just really like having a shoe that like is obscure.
I do too.
Does that make me weird?
No. No, I don't think it's going to – no, I don't think it's weird. I like the same thing, but I feel like that has shaped what the kind of shoes I like because I don't wear a lot of shoes that, like, that's a popular shoe or, like, that's a hype-beast shoe. I mean, I definitely have some of them.
Yo, for sure.
But I do like the shoe of, like, what is that? That's a weird-looking shoe, and I'm like, that's why I like it.
I got really into Dunk Highs because Dunk Lows got super popular, and I was like, well, like, I can pull them off.
Yeah.
Because some people can't pull off hot tops.
I can't wear Dunk Lows, ever.
Dunk Lows?
I used to have a lot of them, and I'm like, I look like a clown, because I have skinny, like, calves.
Yeah.
I have petite legs. And I every time I wore, like, a Dunk Low, I just look like a freaking clown.
Yeah, I'm Dunk Highs, because I just don't see a lot of people wearing Dunk Highs. So I just, like, everybody's buying Dunk Lows now, and so I was like, well, I'm just going to wear Dunk Highs.
Yep.
That's going to be my
Dunk awesome. High. Dong Hai?
I don't know why I did
why
that.
Is...
Also, I got a pair of PSG Zoom Comfort 1, Jordan 1.
Oh, those are my favorites that you have.
Dude, that is such a cool shoe. And they're not, like, the retail is not very expensive on them.
Yeah.
And I just like them a lot. Now, I have that shoe, and a friend of mine has that shoe, and I like that we both have it. But for the most part, most shoes, I try to get shoes that a lot of people don't have.
Yeah, they're awesome. They're really awesome.
What about you?
My other top two, so it's the Nike Uptempo. My other top two would be my Air Max 97 ones, the Watherspoons, as they say.
Shiny Watherspoon.
They look like it's just a big rainbow of corduroy on their shoe, and
that
it's amazing.
That shoe is amazing.
It's the only shoe I keep in the box.
That's probably my favorite shoe that you have.
Yeah, it is cool. It's like, that's the grail shoe that I have. That's the one. And my last one is the Stussy Spearden's, which I wore them yesterday, but
those are the hemp.
Yeah.
The ones made out of hemp.
Yep. And they're not, it's not Stussy.
It's Stussy.
Stop it.
There's, I used to say Stussy, and one day somebody like,
no one knows,
corrected me.
Stussy. Yeah, those are my top threes. And they're very different.
I feel like we like the shoes for similar reasons.
Right.
Because they're not a lot of people. Like, if you saw your Stussy's, or if you saw even the Sean Wallerspoons, if you're not a sneakerhead, you have no idea what those shoes are. Now, if you see a pair of Chicago 1s, you don't even have to know shoes, and you'll know what that is.
Yeah, it's a Jordan 1.
You'll know that it's a Jordan, at a very minimum, hopefully. I honestly like 4s a lot, but I don't have a lot of 4s. I think I have one pair of 4s or two pairs of 4s.
How many sneakers do you have?
I don't even know. I don't have as many as I used to have.
Okay.
I would say...
ballpark.
I have a closet for my sneakers.
Okay.
But it's a small closet.
Okay.
Sneakers, like, are we talking Heat or just everything?
No, just sneakers. Yeah, shoes.
In general?
Yeah.
Probably 30 to 40 pairs.
That's not bad.
Not bad, no.
Yeah, that's
now,
good.
Now, Heat, I would say like 20, maybe 15 to 20.
Some heaters?
Yeah, if that. And I typically, my daily wear shoes are 350s. As you probably see this a lot.
Yeah,
I wear
350s
almost every day.
Well, why wouldn't you?
They're such
They're
a comfortable,
so comfortable
shoe. And I bought all my 350s pretty inexpensive, so it doesn't hurt me to like wear those shoes every day. Like some people, they'll have like nice shoes and they like never wear them. It's like, dude.
I know.
Wear your shoes.
I know.
Now, there are certain ones you don't want to wear every day because you don't want them wearing out.
Right, right.
Like, if I had those Wallerspoons, your boy wears them maybe once a month.
Right, right, right.
Which is what you do.
Yeah.
Because it's like, those are...
I get stuck,
those are
though.
A collector's item.
For me, it is. I get stuck. Like, I'll wear, like, one pair, and I just, like, it's just the shoe, and I'll get stuck in those, and I'll wear them days back to back. But then I'll change it up again. But, yeah, ballpark of sneakers.
Sneaky boys.
I counted last week. I'm not proud. I'm not proud of it.
You're talking, this is total number.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So much so that I was like, babe, I gotta get rid of some of these shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're not wearing... That's why I limited my... So when I moved here...
Yeah.
I got rid of a bunch. I got rid of two totes full of shoes.
Totes, man.
Totes my goats.
Yeah.
Where are we at? Give us a number.
I...
Don't you be proud of your number.
No. 80-ish?
Oh, man. So you're doubling me.
I don't want to, though.
Which, that makes sense.
I got to fix it.
If I had your shoe size, I would have 80 pairs.
Yeah. It's size 10. Like,
it's
10
way,
is every... That's what they make the most of that.
It's way harder for me to find shoes. That's probably one of the reasons. But also, like, I got rid of a bunch of pairs. And you know another pair that I like that I have that is not, like, a super collectible? Like, let's go, like, not a lot of people even know what they are.
Yeah.
I have a pair of Jordan 1 Phantom 1s that are, like, gym red. And I just love them.
What does that mean? What's a Phantom one?
It's like basically the colorway. It's called Phantom Red.
Oh, okay.
But it's a Jordan 1 high, like a normal Jordan 1.
Yeah.
But they're just really, they got tumbled leather, and I just really like
them. Oh, I've seen those. Yeah, the leather's really good on those.
I also like my Yeezy Quantums.
Oh, yeah. Not a lot of people wear those.
The Yeezy Quantums were a gift from a dear friend of mine.
Yes.
And at that time, I don't even know if I had that many. Or any Yeezys. But he came to me at Christmas time and said, like, handed me a package, and it had those Yeezy Quantums in them.
What a good friend.
And man, I was like, no way. So just gave me them. And
what a gift.
I like them, again, because I know no one else that has the Barium Quantum Yeezys. Also, they're reflective, and they almost look like glittery when they're in lights.
Yeah, love me a good glitter shoe.
Glitter boys.
My favorite thing, though, as we kind of dwindle this down, but my favorite thing about sneakers is it is the best conversation starter with a complete stranger. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there will be people I have never met. I don't know who they are, but they'll shoe check me. I'll shoe check them. And then it's like, dude, I really like your shoes.
You're my buddy.
We're a friend. I can talk about sneakers forever. And so honestly, it's probably my favorite tool to use to talk to complete stranger. Of
you do get a connection when you're wearing shoes. Like, I don't know if you get this, but I immediately feel so much cooler. So I'll be wearing a pair of shoes, and someone will be like, "I like those." And then they say the name.
Get specific with it,
and it's like, oh, you know, it's especially if I'm not wearing like, if I'm wearing Jordan 11 Concord, someone be like, "I like those J's." Like, you're not. I don't necessarily. That's not enough for me to know you're a shoe person,
right?
But like, if you're wearing, you know, Sean Waterspoons, and somebody says, "I like," like that day we were walking in the store in
Greenville,
the guy goes, "I love those Waterspoons." You're like, "Hey, man,
you know what you're talking about.
You are my friend.
Come give me a hug."
How was your
weekend? Come give me a hug.
How was your weekend? I don't know why I had to get it out.
It would have been painful if you didn't do that.
There's so many inside jokes that you guys will never know about.
I know. But I love the connection with a complete stranger that I can have just by wearing some shoes or sneakers, if you will.
And so, again, addressing this, here's how I'll say to a non-shoe person, I'm going to create a subtopic. To a non-shoe person, Josh, what would you say to them when they don't understand and they think maybe, okay, we've gotten this before.
Okay.
Why would you spend that kind of money on a pair of shoes? Or why would you, like, it's stupid. You just wear them on your feet, you know, or something like that. To a non-shoe person,
right?
What would you say to them to, like, so they could understand? You want me to give you mine?
Sure, yeah. Give me yours first.
Because I saw your face. So I always tell them this, hey, do you have a hobby? And they might go, yeah, I love to golf. I'm like, well, how much money have you spent on golf clubs?
Oh, that's a good point.
$5,000, you know, which, like, maybe, probably.
Yeah.
Golf is very expensive.
I'll go golfing with you.
Let's go grab 18 holes of golf. 18 holes of golf, please. Anyway, do you hear that little beat at the end?
I like that. Want to go some golfing?
Let's go grab a couple rounds, and then we'll go get a couple sub sandwiches afterwards at the clubhouse.
Why do I envision a Pixar seal or a walrus with the tusk?
Dude, walruses play golf too, man. Quit being insensitive. So what I would say to them is, okay, well, you spend all that money on that. Okay, why? Well, because I love the game. Okay. Well, you don't have to I'm looking at golf and I go, why do you need an expensive driver?
Dude, expensive.
Why do you need all this stuff? You know, and hey, well, I enjoy the sport and it helps me get a little bit better. Okay. I have a hobby and I enjoy doing this. So I'm going to get into it and buy nice things in order to like really appreciate the hobby more, whatever that is. Maybe it's gun collecting. I know a lot of people that collect guns. Okay, well, why do you need this particular gun? This other one shoots just as straight. Or
yeah,
at the end of the day, it's just to kill deer. Well, not necessarily.
Right.
So, like, what I'm trying to get you to understand is the reason we like shoes is because it's been a part of our upbringing, and you know, it started out whether we looked up to basketball players or what. And we really like that as a fashion piece. And so, you know, even if we knock you for wearing jewelry, at the end of the day, if you want to buy a nice, expensive watch, if you're into that, I might knock you for it, but it's your thing. Just go for it. So that's what I would try to say to – that's what I would say to somebody that doesn't understand shoes. And I get it because, like, you wear them. But at the same time, it's like, hey, well, then why do you drive a truck instead of a van? Or why do you drive a muscle car instead of a van?
Yeah.
Like, why? Like, okay, well, vans haul more people and a car's just a people hauler, so just get a van.
Yeah. At the end of the day, it boils down to personal preference. Like, I like shoes because, again, I really do like the fact that I can have a conversation with a complete stranger and have something immediately in common with that person because I just love people. And if that's a tool to use to a stranger in any city or anywhere in the world is a shoe? Oh, dude, I'm all in.
Let me ask you this, because I'll be honest with you. Is there a little bit of you? I'm going to go there.
Okay, go.
Because I want to be honest with myself.
I'll be honest.
Is there a little bit of you that wears them because you like the attention?
Hmm.
I'll say yes.
there's a little portion of me that does like the attention that having a nice pair of shoes gets. And it's not necessarily because I crave attention, but it's kind of like, I don't know, it's a way of connecting. But also there's a little bit of a like, okay, if I put the shoe on and I'm like, oh, well, I really want attention from these shoes, then I should probably take them off. But there is a little bit of me that's like,
it is nice to be get complimented for your shoe.
Yeah.
Why not?
And it's not necessarily to turn heads. It's just like, oh, I want to wear a nice pair of shoes. And the same thing could be said if you want to wear a nice outfit. Like, don't knock me for wearing a nice pair of shoes if you want to wear a nice outfit and somebody compliments you on that outfit. That feels nice.
Yes.
So I would say the main reason I wear shoes is because I like them. But there's somewhere down the line of my reasons for liking shoes where I have to go, okay, well, I do kind of like how it feels to wear shoes, like yeah. a nice pair of shoes, yeah. sneakers.
I wouldn't lie. I mean,
I had to be honest with myself because I feel like a lot of people like that, but they just don't want to admit it.
Right. I do like who wouldn't like attention on something that, you know, you worked hard for it to get? Like,
I also think it builds a, like a crowd, like it builds like an in crowd with friends.
Yeah, like for sure.
You know, if I'm walking around somewhere and I have, you know, a pair of shoes on that are, you know, somebody knows about, you can, it is a connection point, like you said.
Yeah.
But also there's a little bit that you kind of like the attention. You know, I'm not always trying to wear the flashy shoes, but you know,
every once in a while, I'll throw some bad boys out there.
And a size 15, every shoe is flashy.
Dude, that's a small boat on your foot.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I like the attention. Why not?
Why not go there and be real? Because I think that's where a lot of non-sneakerheads probably don't get.
Right.
And they probably think, oh, we just want attention. And I would say definitely not the main reason, but I do want to be honest with our listeners.
Sure, there's a little bit of that in there of just like,
why not? I'm not going to lie to you.
But I like a good compliment, man.
Who doesn't like a good?
That's what I'm saying.
If you say you don't like attention, then never cut your hair, never trim your face.
Don't look presentable. Because who are you presenting to?
Yeah, who are you presenting to? So don't come at me and tell me, oh, well, you're only wearing them for attention. Okay, well, then how about you do nothing for attention?
Oh, wait, it looks like you already do, you unkept. What? No, I'm just kidding. You Sasquatch.
You big.
You big Bigfoot.
You big.
You big. You big foot.
You big footing idiot.
There's so many things I can't say.
I had to stop.
Yep.
But yeah, so that would be, because I also wanted to kind of like bring light to, hey, we're talking about sneakers. A lot of people want us to. This is not a sneakers podcast.
No.
But it's part of our lives that we're letting you into. And of course we want to look nice. Of course we want a nice outfit on. Like, you know, and I've worn enough bad outfits over the years.
Dude.
And seen myself on video, like in a playback or, you know, something playing music and me going, oh my goodness.
What are you doing?
I wore that stripy polo. I look like I'm going to a picnic at a country club.
Dude, I saw a video of me a couple days ago that we filmed for some training or whatever the heck. I looked like the accountant at a flea market. go to a flea market.
It's going to be a little sketch.
One of those splintery wooden tables. And I got my little laptop saying I could do your taxes for $50. That's what I looked like. I was not proud of myself.
It's sometimes I feel like we've talked about this in the past, but like there's sometimes where like I catch like somebody took an unflattering photo of me and I go, oh my goodness, is that me?
Dude. More than I probably
Why did you not tell me?
Come on, wives. Yeah. Yeah. But they're trying to be kind, so I get it.
Or somebody says something very passive, like...
Like what? Oh.
I think the other day somebody asked me if I was going to wear a hat.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Don't be rude like that.
They said, whoa, are you going to wear a hat? And I was like...
Okay.
I actually have a hat. I just took it off for a few seconds. That's why my hair looks like that. But thanks for the confidence boost.
You jerk.
You meanie.
You look what you did, you little jerk. Yeah, just be nice to people. And if you're on the fence of like, I don't need to spend that much on shoes.
Don't.
You don't have to.
You don't have to.
But also, if you could, why not? Get an Air Max 1.
Treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
Air Max 1 is a solid shoe.
It's It's my favorite shoe model of all time.
Dude, we got into 270s for a while.
Yes.
Speaking of Air Maxes.
Yes. They're so comfortable, too, with the big airbag in the back.
I used to wear the 360s, and when they came to the 270s and the 270 Reacts, those were like the shoes I wore like all the time. And then it's like, I don't know if they discontinued them, but they're really hard to find now.
Yeah, you don't see a lot of them.
And I wish they'd bring them back.
There is the man who designed a lot of the early Jordans, the best Jordans, and the Air Max 1. His name is Tinker Hatfield. And so if you go on
Netflix. What a great name.
Yeah, he's amazing. So he's an incredible designer. So if you go to Netflix, there's a documentary on him, and he talks about how he designed the Jordan 1 and the Air Max 1 and all of those models. And it's just fascinating to me that they're legitimately works of art, not just a shoe.
Yeah.
Just like a painting is not just a painting. It's like someone thought about this and have the talent to make it an actual work of art. So
yeah.
Don't hate. You can still wear your Clarks or you can wear your Jordan 1s. Doesn't matter.
I'm not going to throw shade at you, you know, for wearing normal shoes. It's just not your thing. Like, you know, you have things that I probably think I don't necessarily am not into.
Yeah.
But.
And that's okay.
It's okay.
I have friends that just wear boots, and that's okay.
It's okay. I'm wearing boots today. Like, you know what's so funny? We did a sneakers episode.
And your boy got some Merrells on.
And it's the one day I'm wearing, like, hiking boots.
That is funny, actually.
Because typically, I'm wearing something that's sneakery.
Not today.
A sneaky pair.
Sneakeries.
And you're over there with a 450 Yeezys on.
I do. They're the colors of... They're a pea color. Like peas.
Yeah.
They look like
not little, like urine,
but little
like,
green peas.
Yeah, they do. They have they're pea colored.
They're pea colored, dehydrated pea. But yeah, man, sneakers. I love them. You love them. Yeah. Why wouldn't you?
Hey, we want to get you guys active on Instagram, you guys and gals. Send us DMs. We will respond to your DMs. So if you have thoughts as you're listening to the episode, hey, message us questions. Ideas that you want for the show. We've got a lot of killer episodes coming up, a lot of cool new games that we're going to be doing.
Yes, sir.
We also got some announcements.
Yeah, we do.
Coming up soon.
So soon. Probably let's give them all the deets on the next one.
So the next episode, we are dropping a massive announcement on y'all that should get you pretty excited for the future of the Talk Boys podcast.
It's everything that you want.
It's everything we want, and it's everything you want.
So stick around. Episode 13 will be an incredible one to where you can play a part in this podcast like you've never had before.
You will be able to play a part in this podcast. Episode 13 will be dropping soon. We love you all so much. Thanks for your support, listening to our podcast. Hey, go be nice to somebody, grab yourself a pair of sneakers, and we will see you next time.
Lace them up tight.